Hey there, Stoic Squad. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things mental fitness. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt and your sanity is hanging by a thread? You know that feeling when your brain screams for a break but the pressure of doing it all just won't quit? Well, buckle up because today we're tackling something super important, prioritizing self-care over those crazy busy schedules. Now, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies hustle, and burnout is practically a badge of honor. But let me tell you, ignoring your well-being is like running a car on empty. Eventually, you're gonna stall out, and trust me, nobody wants to be stranded at the side of the road when their mental engine needs a tune-up. So, how do we navigate this crazy world without losing our minds? Let's break it down into some actionable steps, real Stoic gym workouts for your soul. First up, define what self-care means to you. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Self-care is about consciously choosing activities that replenish your energy, boost your mood, and help you feel grounded. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or even simply shutting off your phone for an hour and enjoying some quiet contemplation. Next, schedule it in. Seriously. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, put it on your calendar, and don't let anything else get in the way. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so fill yours up regularly. Then learn to say no. I know this one is tough. We're always bombarded with requests, deadlines, and expectations. But saying no to things that drain your energy frees up time and mental space for the things that truly matter, including self-care. Start small, decline that extra meeting, or politely push back on a non-essential task. You'll be surprised how much lighter you feel. Speaking of lighter, practice mindfulness. This means bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and notice the little things around you. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, helping you stay calm and centered even when things get hectic. And finally, remember that progress isn't perfection. Some days will be better than others, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a self-care day or two. Just pick yourself up, dust off, and keep moving forward. Ever feel like your inbox is overflowing with emails, deadlines are looming like hungry wolves, and there's just not enough time in the day? I get it. That feeling of being swamped can be totally overwhelming. Imagine this. You're supposed to be working on a major project, but all these little tasks keep popping up, responding to messages, making phone calls, chasing down approvals. You end up doing a bunch of busy work, but nothing truly moves the needle forward on your big goals. Sound familiar? It's like being caught in a whirlwind of activity that leaves you exhausted and unfulfilled. Self-care isn't just about relaxing, it's about reclaiming control over your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters. Let me ask you this. What if, instead of constantly reacting to the demands of your day, you proactively carved out time for activities that energize and inspire you? Imagine waking up feeling refreshed and ready to tackle your to-do list with clarity and purpose. That's the power of prioritizing self-care. It helps you operate at your best, not just survive in the chaos. So, how do we make the shift happen? Start small. Maybe it's taking a 10-minute walk during your lunch break, reading a chapter out of a book before bed, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. These little acts of self-care can have a big impact on your overall well-being and productivity. The Stoic Mind Gym is about building mental resilience, one workout at a time. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for showing up as your best self in all areas of life. By prioritizing self-care, you're investing in your long-term happiness and success. So go out there and practice some Stoic self-care. Take that walk, read that book, or simply savor a quiet moment. And remember, keep coming back to the Stoic Mind Gym for more daily workouts to strengthen your mental fitness. Until next time, keep it stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.